Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Well, thank you for joining us on what is an incredible, such a beautiful night. That look at this beautiful rainbow that came in over the Kahas. Is that stunning? And that was actually not like one of those full rainbows. It was when Sri took this picture. And I just wanted to bring you live from Tosa Blue Mountain here in stunning Ecuador once more. And so as we dive into this very special evening, it felt particularly potent to include our valley here because tonight is about really coming forward as this unified presence of empowered divine feminine energy and saying yes to the evolution of humanity, because that is where we are at right now. If you have been with Sri and I, if you have been listening to all of our shows, if you were with us August 1, oh my goodness, has it already been August for only this many days? Doesn't it feel like August has just been here forever already? And so as we are getting ready to roar, as we are opening all this energy, as we are still in the energy of this beautiful, bountiful, birth-filled full moon of divine feminine presence, we are at a time where we are being invited to expand our consciousness beyond our own limitation. And that's a big call for humanity, isn't it? We are at a moment where polarity is doing everything it can to stop us from loving each other. We are at a moment where there are those that they are convinced they must convince others. We are at a moment where we are being called into the depth of our divine essence. Feel your third chakra as I share that with you, because I just felt a collective wave of like a big gulp. And part of that big gulp is this month, August. Here is a month where the divine feminine is running in its full moon power right off the bat saying, look, we're not messing around. And where we are witnessing extraordinary lengths of density to stop us from being the masters we are. So tonight is a show that has my heart at a depth I cannot even begin to share with you. First and foremost, because we have made it to this moment in our collective history. We are in tomorrow, the 5th, is when the full moon will really culminate, when that energy will start moving into that waning phase, and when that golden ray ignition will come out on the 5th and bring us to that lion's gate on the 8th. WWA. And what is so profound about this moment is that this very day and this very night, we are blessed to be surrounded by women of all ages and men of all ages and many gendered beings of all ages coming together and transcending the stereotype and saying yes to our divine enlightened presence. We are in that moment right now. And this Saturday, 8/8, the Lion's Gate, we're all roaring, guys. How you roar is up to you. Whether you roar is up to you. But I encourage you to roar with us, to come say yes, to give humanity, to give, look at Gaia. She's singing, she's radiating, she's saying, remember how much I love you. This is our opportunity to look at her and say, and remember how much we love you. You are amazing. You are the mother of our mothers. You are the ancient wisdom. You are all of the abuelas, all of the abuelos. All of the grandmothers, all of the grandfathers. We are at a moment where the literal experience, the third dimensional experience of this planet, especially in August, is really paying attention to how it will define itself as humanity. And we are all participants. It's how we participate that matters. So tonight, I have the honor and privilege to showcase all these amazing empowered lionesses that are out here in the middle of the meadow with us dancing. And we are surrounded by amazing beings of all shapes, sizes, colors, and forms. Angels, you know, thinking that this is the only form is one of our limitations, is it not? And so I want to first introduce an incredible goddess that I have had the blessing, who has walked the path of Soul Mirrors with me now for quite a while, and who my vision is one day this will be her show. And so this is an amazing opportunity for you, because I am championing, and I don't know why I can't say that word, I never can, the awakening right now. And I'm championing it first within myself, right? Remember, we first must be the champion of our own divine presence before we can stand on the field and be the champion of others without giving away from an empty vessel, by knowing who we are, thereby assisting us to help more. And so as the awakening is the energy that I am in the championing of right now, the wellness is in the hands of my divine beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka. And I bow before his incredible presence of assisting the divine feminine energy to birth through himself, through both of us, through all that we are. And the women is being championed by truly a goddess who is here in the planet helping us all. And that is my dear, dear, dear friend, someone I love with all my heart and soul, Jess Juntinen. And so Jess, please join us.
Namaste. Hello.
Hey, sweetheart. Oh, I love this, from the mountain to the forest. I am loving this. Wow. Tell me about this picture.
So amazing. So yesterday evening, for those of you that are in Monday Magic, you know how fantastic last night was.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I don't think any of us really had any idea how powerful that was all going to be and how perfect it all was. And I strapped on and was listening while I was walking in the woods. So this was during, Monday Magic. And it was just so profoundly beautiful. I went through all these beautiful ecosystems of Mother Gaia and was just so touched and was exploring some trails I never had been on. And it was profound. I was definitely floating out of the woods.
Wow. Well, and you were really aligned with the energy of Monday Magic. Can I talk about the protected tears?
Yes, I think that would be great if we talked about that, because I sense others felt that too.
And are in that moment. And so I really felt that, especially with this divine feminine, and we're in this last 48 hours of this full moon, that the protected tears feel so perfect in this moment, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about it, Jess. Yeah, share.
Yeah, because Kira and I had an exchange yesterday before I had read the message for last night. Before last night, I'm like, I have been crying and it feels good. It felt good too. It was like, oh good, these tears are coming. You know, I feel like I've been holding these tears so long. So it felt very beautiful and aligning, and like I was releasing and receiving so much. And I was definitely feeling, you know, for myself and our planet and a lot of things, but it was just this flow. So then when we got to this ensoulment and there's that conversation about the protected tears, of course, I was just bawling again. When but yeah,
oh, how did that conversation, was it?
Yeah. That we've been holding on to this, you know, a lot of us have been holding on to so much and walking through so much. And it's that time to just really allow that release, that we can now stand and let that go, let that burden and that ache in our hearts be released and be cleansed, so that we can receive this amazing inflow, this chalice here, this energy that's coming in, this divine feminine and the grandmothers and all of this energy. So yeah, it's like, I couldn't believe how on point it was. I mean, of course it always is, but I was like, mind blown. Yeah. Like everything yesterday that I traversed was in that message last night. And today it's continuing. It's been continuing.
Well, and it will continue all the way up till Saturday because, right. You know, remember that Lionsgate opens on Saturday, and guys, you can still get in. If you have not gotten in yet, there's still a few spaces left. WWAglobal.com. Be there. The minute you register, which I hope is right now, you get all of the bonuses. And that way you have time to be connected with everything that you get as our gift of saying, let us stand together and do this. Let us assist humanity to take the next steps in balance. Because humanity is going to take these next steps, whether there's balance or not. And so the path of non-interference, the path of holding love and pure light, is inviting us all to simply say, okay, if I am, then you are, right? We are, because you are.
We are.
Exactly, right? I mean, together we are better. And the more that the ego can celebrate that, instead of being afraid of it. Think about that polarity, that it's either fear or celebration right now. And they are not able to exist simultaneously unless we're celebrating it, right? Right?
Yeah, it is interesting lately to watch that playing out.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, in our own selves, but just everywhere. You can feel that very tangibly. And I think it is so important that we come together so that we are celebrating each other and empowering each other. And this Saturday, this building of energy, that's when we're at this apex moment.
Gosh.
And it's cool. We are setting the stage going forward and bringing that vision of the world we all believe is possible, you know?
Yes.
We know.
You know what? Exactly. Exactly. I'm not talking over you, but I was like, yes, exactly. Yeah. We know
that you've seen it. I know you've all seen the vision of what we can create here together, and we get to do it now. So
happy dance, right? Happy dance. You know, here in Ecuador, we've just discovered the chocolate wine, and it's really good.
Ooh, yeah, those are two.
That
great
is not what's
together.
In my teacup, but oh my gosh, is it delicious when you come down? Well, when I bring on the incredible and one and only Dr. Lorena Vintimilla, who's also with us tonight. Wow, what a blessing, right?
Yes.
She actually shared some of that chocolate wine with us not so long ago with our Cosmic Origins group. So as Archangel Zadkiel always says, it is okay to drink the fermented grape and dance. And so we are. And so I want to talk about the grandmother's jazz, because in just a moment, I am beyond honored and thrilled to show a short little film that I put together, so forgive me, okay? It's not edited anywhere near as beautifully as I had intended it to be. However, you know what's been going on here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And this picture was taken by Sri the day that Sri and I discovered the divination temple, which, how's that been floating for you, Jess, that revelation?
Oh, absolutely amazing. I'm like, I have been there. I have been there. I feel it so much that's opening there, and it's opening points around the planet.
You know, as you're saying that, my heart feels like it's going to come out of my chest. Like I'm literally hearing, like, my heart sounds like a drum beat. It's like a boom, boom, you know, calling up to the top of the mountain. And you know, we have that beautiful community drum that we're blessed to receive in Taos, New Mexico, that is with us here. And so we will be bringing that up when the Cosmic Origins group is here in September. That will be the first group to sound a sacred drum there. And according to what I'm hearing from all the grandmothers here, we're going back thousands of years before people have really been honoring this site. And so as you said that, Jess, you literally turned my heart into that drumbeat. And that is really the champion of the mother, is it not, of the woman energy, of this beautiful Gaia that we are all blessed to be caretakers of. So just to give you guys a preface, the name of our little film is called Remembering the Grandmothers. Mm-hmm. And the title, and indeed, this whole invitation came when Sri and I first went up, when we first discovered the temple, and when the law of instantaneous manifestation called forward Angel, who you've all met in our first film, saying, you know, I know where the ancient stones are, the ones that have the figures on them. And ever since then, I've heard bring the grandmothers, bring the grandmothers. And so, you know, we always have our own idea about how things are going to transpire and what that's going to look like, right? We, even though we keep trying to set it aside. And I was up there and so much has happened. I could take up shows talking about what happened. I don't know that Shri and I have even still digested it yet. But when I was at the divination stone, especially the one that shows the levels of consciousness dropping and then ascending again, I mean, is that freaking you out as much as it's freaking me out that we have a literal ancient calendar? And the fact that Shri and I were in Guatemala for 2012 and were involved with the ancient Mayan calendars, I find—
No mistake.
Right? Don't you find, I mean, am I the only one that's seeing that here, right?
No, not at all.
Right? Because I'm like, hello, that's starting to make more sense than ever and why we had to leave and do what we did. So the gift is that everything has been unfolding. So we discover the Temple of Divination. 2 days after, the beautiful grandmother came, and it turned out to be Angel's mother.
I know.
Right? Is that crazy? And what I want to share is that when you connect in this film, I've never seen a more beautiful 84-year-old face ever, but I want you to look at this woman's hands, how knotted they are, how twisted they are. I want you to notice that she sits like this, because her back doesn't go up. That is what a life of being born and raised in these fields, and your life was valued as someone who could bend over and raise corn and tend sheep. And the smile you are about to experience, the love you are about to experience, the incredible innocence of knowing the blessing of our planet, the consciousness that says, I love. These are the people of Ecuador. This is why I live here. And to have had this honor to spend this time with this incredible woman who walked up and down Tosa Blue Mountain better than some of the guests that have come. And I slipped in a little piece of footage, because when Bria went to go pick her up, when they went up the mountain to pick her up, because it's too far a walk for her with her back, and this is why we're so grateful for our pain clinic, oh my God, and Dr. Lorena, she couldn't come right away. She was delayed because she was feeding her sheep. And she had just walked out into the fields and hacked up all the grass. And you're going to see the huge bundle on this 84-year-old woman's back as she's walking through the field feeding her sheep.
Wow.
Right? And then today, and then we're going to roll the film. Today was our food distribution day. And Aparna and Bria were up working with a lot of these other beautiful grandmothers. And now the buzz is out. Now everybody's willing to tell all the stories. We've been fully accepted by the indigenous here as one of their own. And it's an honor beyond an honor.
Yeah.
Beyond an honor. And what is so beautiful is that they met Miss Duke Duke, the princess, the queen of Duke Duke.
Wow.
As empowered women. That's why I'm saying, look at all these serendipitous events. So the film you're about to see, I had a quick edit tonight, not only includes our opening grandmother, and you're going to learn how Angel's family has been caretaking this land for generations. And you're going to hear a profound story of a woman's life and how sacred this land is. And then you're going to see two more of these beautiful grandmothers, because Bria and Aparna were delivering food to them today. And then you're going to see a cute little clip from Miss Duke Duke 2020 wearing her sash.
Wow.
Delivering her food today. And we had no idea. This was not planned. So I just want to invite you all to grab your cup of tea. I've got my cup of tea. Jess, you have your cup of tea. Lorena, I hope you have your cup of tea, because, oh my God, guys, Lorena, you're going to meet Lorena in the video. She's featured in the film. And then right after the film, we're going to bring Lorena in to continue this conversation. And I forgot to give you all the phone numbers, even though I'm seeing all the lines almost full, but there are a couple open. You can call in at 888-627-6008. That's right over here at BBS Radio, where our wonderful producer, Don, on. We'll get you into the queue. And you can also call us over at 517-208-1500 over at Oneness Talk Radio. And that call board's filling up. Get in there. Of course, a big shout out to everyone over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kara, and of course, Oneness Talk Radio, and all of the affiliates that are carrying us this evening, all of you in social media, we love you. Thank you for supporting Oneness Talk. Thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors, and thank you for supporting the return of the grandmothers. They are speaking, including this one, our first grandmother. We are all speaking because we all carry the ancient wisdom in all of its forms. So sit back, relax. We're going to be with you on the flip side, and we hope you enjoy. Lady Kira Ra, and behind that camera is my beautiful husband, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka. And this is actually the main entrance into our dining area. And we are on our way right now to meet with the abuela that has come because of the uncovering of the lost city. And one of the things that she's going to see when she passes, and according to Angel, we're going to get her whole story on tape. You're going to be seeing it in just a moment. But according to Angel, she worked here years ago, many, many, many years ago. She's 87 now. But these tiles right here, when we purchased the home and then when we remodeled, these were all on the kitchen. And so our way of honoring the original portion of the 200-year-old structure was to make sure that when these tiles were dug up, we integrated them into our entry area. And of course, we're right down the steps here. This is our brand new herb garden. And my heart is singing that our beautiful abuela will pass not only our brand new one here, but Sri, maybe you can just kind of turn the camera.
So this covered bed allows us to accelerate the germination times, and it's so convenient, easy on the back to maintain. And so we've got cilantro and lettuce and chard all growing here. And then the herbs down at the next one.
And San Pedro everywhere. And I wanted to show them this one, Sri, because in this moment, one of the beautiful things is that whenever you harvest a San Pedro, it grows a new arm. And so I was really captivated by this beautiful mother and baby in this August rising moment. And also, this is, we call it a stela, but this is, we are called Tosa Blue Mountain because of our blue, beautiful rock. And this one we uncovered and put it in this way because of the energy. So wanted to share, this is Lotus Lane, by the way, which is the main trail that leads you to both the yoga dance studio and a lot of the other things at Tosa Blue Mountain.
That's the coffee trees.
Oh, yeah.
Here that are just getting started. We'll be having our own Tosa Blue Mountain coffee in the greenhouse. You can see in the distance there is a pyramid. Let me zoom up here. See it coming into view? This pyramid anchors an energy well above 500 on the Hawken scale. And it is seated at an area that we refer to lovingly as the seventh dimensional rest stop, where we can pause. There's a bench up there. The pyramid frequencies are up there. And it's a chance to really let go of that which you brought here.
And you'll notice behind the pyramid, the prayer flags, that's the trail that takes you to our caves. And so what a beautiful way to say, breathe. We'll be right back when we arrive at Old Paute and introduce you to our beautiful abuela who has welcomed Old Paute. This is one of our original archaeological sites here. When Sri and I purchased the property, we didn't even know it existed because it was all filled with garbage. And you can tell by this wall that this area was a kitchen.
And this, you can see that you're staring at all this beautiful, really amazing, and it has like that beautiful old kitchen smell. And of course, the one area that's open in the wall, we have decorated with artifacts from all of the countries we've lived in. And I'm sneaking through because this is really sacred. What you're staring at here is what's left of just not the stone structure. So of the whole foundation was here, the walls that Sri has been showing you, but this is the actual finish of the wall. And Sri, why don't you share a little more about what they're seeing?
So the wall is constructed with, they use timbers and they call them ramas, which are tree branches, to support the structure with a big beam on top. And then they are lashed together with a hemp-like material that holds things together, because this was constructed before there were nails. And then the filling on the wall to provide insulation was a combination of mud, horse manure, straw, and as you can see, there's cane here that helps hold the mud in place. Let me step back, you can get an idea.
And look at this beautiful old hand-hewn timber. Look at the way it was notched together.
Yeah.
Remember, this is built without any metal. This is all, and this is actually our home that Sri and I live in right now is still built like this. And so as Sri is just giving you a quick little panoramic view, you see that we are 100% prepared. You see the walls and what's left of the original.
So as you can see, the over the years, the rain has literally dissolved the walls. We have subsequently put this roof overhead to conserve what is here. And what a beautiful view as you look out. There's the San Pedro, and in the distance, the Compadres Mountains, which are quite sacred, carry a magnificent energy. And let me take you over here. You can peek down and see the sacred ceremonial circle. That is the fire pit, and then the gualis at each of the four directions are present.
Now, for all of you that are saying, oh my goodness, I'm just so in love with these amazing people, what are they saying? That is why our beautiful Dr. Lorena Vitamilla is here. And thank you. Can you share the beautiful message we were just told? We're learning more about Tosa Blue Mountain.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Well, this used to be the kitchen when they used to take the juice from the cane and used to put it on barrels, like a holder, and it gains to alcohol. That's what she was trying to tell us. Also, that they used to have a lot of wood. Yeah, there's a lot of wood, so they could cook here
for the
stove.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you. Gracias, gracias, información.
Mi mamá.
Por favor. Quedó
con el Christopher. Uh-huh. Con él quedó y entonces tenía ganado. Entonces mi mamá ya con Christopher ya no había hierbas. Entonces le vendió al mismo jefe, a don Christopher, vendió a una vaca y un toro.
Uh-huh.
El Christopher, él quedó.
So she used to take care of the cows from here, from the owner, the previous owner.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a year it was with them. And then she never came back. Then they sell it to you and they came back to the earth time. Right, yes, yes. And we came home.
Yeah.
Ahora este es el hogar de ellos. Ahora ellos ya lo llaman hogar. Sí.
Es permanente.
Es permanente. Mi hueso es en esta tierra cuando no más me.
Y hasta 3 años usted no.
3 años ahora.
Sí,
ya, sí, yeah, muy rápido.
Sí.
Ya.
Ya está 3 años.
Sí.
En su enero.
Ya, sí. Sí, muy rápido.
Para trabajar tanto,
de
hecho.
They, you have made a wonderful job here. We work so hard, and she can see the labor that you've been doing here.
Gracias.
Gracias. Gracias. Gracias. We are very grateful to live here with the Cañote.
Están muy agradecidos de vivir aquí y es un honor para ellos.
It's an honor. Thank you.
He's also saying about the sacred tree. When they used to stay the cows there, and if you can go there and see, there's covered with some metal to keep away the deers, away the cows from that tree, from that area.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Referral tree.
Yeah. No. Thank you. That's the tree.
The tree.
Yeah. And so, thank you. Gracias por esta explicación. Por
quisiera escuchar más sobre su niñez. Su niñez aquí.
How has the mountain been? Yeah.
What was up there?
Que había arriba.
Quieren saber las historias. Tell me about your childhood.
Yo trabajaba arriba en la loma.
She used to work upstairs on the top of the mountain. Day and night. She used to grow corn, beans, everything, wheat. She used to work there on the farm. My mom used to toast the coffee and make them fresh coffee every day.
Café, mi mamá tostaba y estaba muriendo.
Yo trabajaba todo el día.
She used to work all day.
Y a las 5 de la tarde, y a retirar, me mandaba una torta de café.
At 5 p.m., when she started, they asked them to toast the coffee, but it was too late for her.
Yeah.
Because she had some animals there to take care. She used to get a knife in the house. She used to suffer.
See,
because she was not able to see them all day long. She works a lot. Workaholic. And all my bosses died. I went back to my house. I got sick. And I almost died.
See.
And the doctor says, you work a lot. Too much. And I was going to die. Too much work. She used to work in the ground. Heavy trunk tools. She's a strong woman. Very. When were you born? When is your birthday?
¿Cuándo nació?
She doesn't remember the day, but she born in March.
Can you?
Now she's 84 years old, but she doesn't remember the year when she was born. There was a lot of rocks in there.
¿Con figuras?
¿Tenían figuras esas piedras?
Ahí sembraron todo el bosque, ahí era todito.
Y
was empty. There was no trees, no nothing. They used to grow the corn, the beans.
Todo lo que es ahora que usted acá, estamos sembrando maíz.
Wow. So they're saying our entire mountain was corn, but it's now trees.
Wow. Libre solo aquí la hacienda.
Wow. Maíz para vender.
Acá arriba encima.
A really good corn you can grow here. Must have been, yeah.
Por eso.
Huachapala.
Amigo de Huachapala.
Who? Edwin?
Sí.
Edwin. Yeah, he spoke with me last week when I told him about all of the rocks and the moors and everything that's coming from up there.
Sobre los muros que vienen desde la parte de arriba.
His casa, you know, you can see his casa, his house is right across the valley. He said when he was a child,
cuando él era un niño,
his mother and his grandmother would point to this mountain,
señalaban esa montaña,
and say that there was a lost city.
Y decían que había una ciudad antigua perdida aquí. My grandma used to tell me that there was a huge rock upstairs. It is called Bola Rumi.
Right. Right.
That point was called Bola Rumi.
Por eso que yo, nosotros, una persona, jugábamos ahí en esas piedras.
When we were
child,
we used to play in there, but we didn't knew what was it.
Right.
No sabíamos para qué es esas piedras. Y ahora mi gente, saben todo.
And then Siri told them, what about those rocks?
Yeah.
And now they understand.
Just
gonna tell you something that you never
semana,
told about. I was the last week cleaning by myself. I was
usted,
cleaning the rocks.
Entonces,
was cleaning also. And he says, I can smell some cigarette.
Y ves que a un lado, otro lado, a ver si se
apaga. And I was looking for somebody who were smoking, but there was nobody.
Pero para mí no era. Yo ya estoy enseñando. No.
But for me it was not important.
No tenía miedo.
And I wasn't scared.
Porque uno ya les he enseñado. Pero el ángel, pues él dice, no.
But Angel was really scared of it.
Estaba con miedo él.
Worried.
Y ya olía el cigarrillo.
Because he smelled the cigarette.
Y eso qué puede ser.
What it could be. Oh, I know exactly. Go ahead.
Sí, posible es tobacco de ceremonio.
Well,
de ancestros.
Exactly. The abuelas y the abuelos ahora hablamos mucho. ¿Por qué en Gutier? Este espacio es muy sagrada y muy, muy, it's very, very, very old. It's very,
muy
very, very, very old. Very old. And it has remained quiet.
Y esto va a ser bien, bien, bien antiguo. No sé qué. Nuestros son.
This might be really antique.
Ellos,
sí.
¿Qué años?
Yo, I think it's at least 10,000. I think it's 8 to 10,000.
¿Qué años darían esta hacienda ellos? Yeah.
Many years ago they made this farm.
Sí.
So, yeah, it must be pretty old. Yeah. But the mountain itself.
Pero la montaña en sí
is speaking.
Habla.
And it's speaking loud.
Y habla muy fuerte.
Loud. And it's like cada día para mí más, más,
y
más.
Cada día yo lo siento más y más fuerte las cosas de la montaña.
This is, may I say one more thing? This is the time of the grandmothers and grandfathers.
Este es el tiempo de los abuelos y las abuelas.
And it's important that they are honored.
Y es importante de que ellos sean honrados.
And that they're allowed to sing again.
Y que sean llamados nuevamente.
And that they can dance again.
Y que puedan bailar y cantar nuevamente.
That the flowers
and
what he was smelling was the ceremony.
Yep.
Debido a esta situación que estamos pasando por esta pandemia, es muy difícil para los adultos mayores poder salir y poder obtener sus alimentos, poder trabajar. Entonces les estamos ayudando con la entrega de estas raciones para poder solventar de alguna manera sus necesidades.
Música.
Hey, welcome back.
Wow.
Jess, how was that for you?
Oh my gosh, that was so precious and amazing. What Angal was sharing about the tobacco smell and the sacred smell of the tobacco there, I was like, wow, that's so cool.
And he was never going to share that with us before. He felt comfortable enough after his mother accepted us to say, that's why you heard, and let's bring in Dr. Lorena, that's why you heard her say, he's going to share something with you he's never shared before. So beloved Dr. Lorena Vintimilla, please join us and let's welcome in one of the stars of that short film.
Hi.
Certainly one of the stars in the medical world right now. Dr. Lorena, namaste.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello, sweetheart. Thank you for your invitation.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it is our honor. And for all of you that just watched The Return of the Grandmothers, Dr. Lorena Vintimilla is literally, I said it in the e-card yesterday, this is an angel on earth. If you ever wanted to meet an angel in form, you are meeting one right now.
Thank you.
Oh, it is so true. And thank you for joining us. We are just so grateful to have you here with us today. And Jess, it's really just fun to have the three of us. Doesn't this feel like a trinity to you? Like this amazing, this feels like women, Jess, wellness, Lorena, awakening, Kira, right? It's like this beautiful, I'm loving it in this moment of this full moon that these three women are sitting here together. So, hey guys, I'm excited. How about you, Jess? How are you feeling?
I'm so excited. And just, I was sharing with Lorena before we started, just so much gratitude and love for what you are doing for so many people right now and that you're on the front lines. You are holding so much space and having to do so very much, and that we are all so grateful to you for what you are doing and how you are serving.
Yeah.
I don't have adequate words for how grateful and just prayers and support around you and all those that are doing this work. I'm just honored to meet you finally in almost in person.
Feels almost like in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost. Feels like a person. She'll be back soon enough. Don't worry. You'll meet her soon.
Hope so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm so grateful you're here. And I wanted to, Jess and I both really wanted to really touch in with you because you have been really doing a lot of work with this disease and, you know, the pandemic, whatever anybody wants to call it, let's avoid all the labels. Let's just say that energy that's running around the planet right now. And you have been right there in the front line. I mean, you have been number one, tireless, you know, such a role model for the entire medical community. You have faced some amazing challenges that I have done a private interview with Dr. Lorena that you will be seeing shortly up on our YouTube channel, where we talk about your challenges as even being a woman doctor in the energy that you're in right now. And so I first just want to bow before your positivism and how you are holding it together, because you are a role model. You really are. And how are you? How are you doing? Talk to us about you. You're right there every day. How are things going over there?
Well, it's really tough. It's really difficult to be in the hospital, being in the front line, helping people, see many people that get out from the disease, but there's some more people that is dying every day. It's really hard for us. It's overwhelming. It's heartbreaking. There's no words to describe how this situation put the world here. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But we are trying, all my team, every health people is trying to do our best to fight against this.
Yeah. You know, I want to go to something you and I were talking about the other day, and Jess, you can jump in here too, please, at any time. And that was, you were sharing with me that one of the hardest things for you, and in my world, you have dealt with it so incredibly. And I will share that recently, Dr. Lorena Ventimiglia had been working with a private patient who had terminal cancer. And not only did this beautiful being transition with dignity and peace and love, this doctor is so amazing that she allowed me to read the poem that she wrote for the family. And so this is this not modeling the new earth of medicine? Is not the new earth of medicine that when we remember our heart, when we remember that we are one, that we are all feeling this together? And so when you and I were having the conversation about that, one of the hardest things for you right now is that once when someone is not going to make it, or it's a very bad situation, they've been away from their family and they're unable to talk to their family, and they transition without even ever having able to be said goodbye. And you came up with a really brilliant idea around that. And I was hoping maybe you would share that tonight, because it really got my attention. And I think it's a brilliant idea. And Jess, I want you to listen to what her brilliant idea is. So would you share that with us?
Of course. Well, the thing is, when the people came to the hospital, they are really sick. So they need to get in the hospital. Many people doesn't have a phone, and they are not able to call their relatives and see how they are going on in the hospital. So many people are getting worse and they finally die. But the thing is that when they get in the hospital, they are not able to see their relatives again. If they die, their relatives are not able to see the last time to his family, to his father, his son, because we don't have the chance to make a call inside the COVID area. We are not able to do a video call, try to interact with the patient and their relatives. So sometimes it's really sad. They die without his family close. And when they receive the dead act, when the patient die, they are not even able to see the face of his family because it came in a bag. And it's really sad because they go to the place for make ashes, and they are not able to see their relatives again. It's really suffering. Sometimes when I was there the last day, yesterday, I lose a patient, and she was 61 years old. She was pretty young. She was pretty young, and she was not able to say goodbye to his family. And it breaks my heart. It came tears to my eyes. So I hold her hand, and I told her, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it's, as I told you, when I was talking with Jess before starting the live, I told her, I came back from the hospital to my house walking. It was a 1 hour walk. And I was thinking, and it brings tears to my eyes. I start crying because I lost a patient that could be my mom, could be my dad, could be my cousin. Everyone deserves the choice to say goodbye to their families.
So tell us about your proposal, because we're going to run out of time.
Okay, my proposal is to buy some tablets so we can do video calls between the patients and their relatives, so they can see how our patients are going, if they are improving or they are going bad. So they had the chance to see their relatives, in other cases to say goodbye, in other cases to give the good news that the patient is recovering and soon will be with their families. So that's what I was talking with you the other day, and I would really love to do that, to make this dream come true. So.
And so how many tablets do you need?
Well, probably we have 3 floors for COVID patients, plus the intensive care unit. that is on the first floor, and also there's another intensive care unit at emergency and also in the sixth floor. So it will be probably 5 to 6 tablets to each area. Mm-hmm. So they can be in permanent contact with their families. And they can give the news by video call and not only by call, hey, your patient is not going well, or your patient is recovering. Let me show you the big news, and they can see their families.
So I'm going to jump in because Jess, what are you thinking?
I think that's so beautiful. And yeah, how can we make that happen? Because that's so important. And I just honor you because you are holding that portal of space. I mean, you are the physician, but also holding huge space around people as they transition. And that is such a powerful gift for those that are healing or transitioning to be able to connect with their families too. I love that idea.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
Usually, Kira knows that I treat my patients like they are my family.
She really does. She really does because she's got heart. So my angels, if you would like to help beautiful beings like you saw in our film tonight, be able to have the ability to say goodbye to their family or to let them know that they're going to be okay or to let them know where they even are. If you would like to help us with our humanitarian outreach, we would be honored. Just go to shriandkira.com. Right on the homepage, right there, it says support our Indigenous outreach. 100% of all donations that start coming in as of this minute are all going to this project. We will get this project funded. We will do this. And so I am bringing this to the Mastery Mentorship team. I am bringing this to the Miracle team. I am bringing it to the world that we can make a difference. We can really stand up and say, you know, it's not just what I talk about. It's who I am. I do it because it's just the right thing to do. And so I want to just say to all of us who are carrying the energy of being the benevolent queen, stand and arise because you have arrived and it is our time. And together we are so much better. This Saturday, we are going to collectively stand up and say, humanity is evolving and perfect balance is also birthing. And so let's really all feel our hearts. And I first would invite all of our hearts to go toward this beautiful Dr. Lorena Vintimilla, who is a role model and really holding the energy of all compassionate physicians. May all of us right now unite around all of the healthcare workers around this entire planet who have been called to service and have said yes, that have made their choice. May we send them enough love, enough appreciation. May we help Mother Gaia know that we are sending that to her as well. And so thank you, beloved Dr. Vintimilla, for being with us tonight. And
Thank you.
And to my beloved Jess, thank you for standing as a pillar among your woods. You are one of those beautiful trees of wisdom in your beautiful ascended chalice. I feel that energy coming in all around you. And my beloved goddess, thank you for the honor of allowing me to travel Women Wellness Awakenings and the WWA Global Experience with you. I am excited.
I am so grateful. I am so excited. This is the moment that I know I was born for, this time right now. And I know you all feel that way. No matter like what the challenges and everything are, we are coming together and doing this. So I couldn't be more honored.
Well, thank you. And to all of you that were holding on the phone lines tonight, thank you for understanding why we couldn't get to you. I am so sorry. And so my angels, may you please call back next week and know that you are walking right now in the divine presence of your mastery. What in your life is reflecting before you, and are you allowing its beauty to radiate? I love you dearly. Empower, thrive, move forward. You are. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart In all ways, know the master you are.